Now, on Saturday, we're at Painbury because it was Painbury Christmas Fair, organised by Charlotte Fancy, who's the owner of Boo's Toy Shop. It took place in the square just outside Boo's Toy Shop, and it was packed, absolutely heaving with people. We had a wonderful time. Nice to meet lots of people. And Charlotte was busy organising, but I managed to grab hold of her for a couple of minutes to have a quick chat with her and find out what was organised, what was involved in organising an event like this. With me now is Charlotte, the organiser of this Christmas event. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello.
I want to say Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
That's the first time I've said that.
Oh, lovely. I think it was the first time you said it to me last year when I was on the radio with you. You said
probably
Happy Christmas.
Probably was, yeah. Wow, what an event today.
It's been absolutely incredible. I don't know where all these people have come from. But all I can say is thank you so much to all of the supporters, all of the small businesses, all of the residents for coming out and supporting this amazing event.
Do you think advertising with Keep has helped?
Oh, we've loved our adverts with Keep over the last 2 years, and this one was extra special. So, yeah, we'll definitely be coming back next year. Come on, guys, you've got to advertise with Keep 106.
Thank you very much. How much work goes into organising an event like this?
It takes a year. I start planning this the day after.
Now, you're a very busy person.
I am.
You run a couple of businesses as well.
Yeah, and
I've got
a full-time.
How do you fit it all in?
It's crazy, but I do it because I have this huge passion for small business, and I love Dorchester and I love Poundbury. And this year, it's just bigger and better than, I don't know, I'm just, every year I wake up and I think no one's going to come, and then the crowds today are just insane.
Thousands.
They're amazing. Yeah, yeah.
It's fantastic. Boo's Toy Shop, of course, is your toy shop. It's a rather special toy shop. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's a beautiful toy shop. We specialise in wooden toys and sensory play. We have been on Poundbury now for 11 years, and we feel that we just play a big part in the community. And I couldn't do this without my fellow businesses around me as well. So for all of the customers that keep Boo's Toy Shop going and ticking over, thank you so much.
But wooden toys have come back into fashion as well, haven't they?
Yeah, with the whole Montessori wooden toys, they are so popular again. And it's lovely to see children using their imagination and playing. From train sets to wooden kitchens to tool belts, children can have endless hours of play with wooden toys.
So what are children asking for this year?
Oh, well, we always have a bit of an issue with older children because they love technology. However, when we get all of the little ones in, I have to say, and the grown-ups, jelly cats are proving very popular, the teddies.
What are jelly cats?
Jelly cats are soft toys that have gone absolutely crazy this year. And lots of wooden kitchens, lots of construction toys like cranes and vehicles. So for us, it's all about that classic play that's being really popular.
So have children gone back to play rather than
electronic
games?
I really hope so, because I think play should be for a lot longer. It makes me sad sometimes, and I'm guilty of it as a parent, but when my six-year-old's playing on the iPad, I really do try and encourage him to play with his toys. So it's a natural thing. Children are mesmerised by technology, but I think keep them playing.
But do you
playing.
Think the novelty's worn off a little bit with some children?
I hope so.
Because they've been around it all their life now.
Yeah, they have. And I think they can explore play through different ways as well. And it's just as much as our job that's important to introduce those different toys to them.
Now, have you got a date for next year yet?
Yeah, next year is Saturday the 29th of November, and we will be back and we will be bigger and better
bigger
again.
Bigger and better. You're going to fill all this square.
I
eventually.
Know. I keep thinking about this area. We had the amazing rock choir up here
today.
They
were brilliant. They're always brilliant.
Absolutely fantastic. So a big shout out to them.
They get bigger and better every year.
When
they?
She said like 150 of them coming, I was like, where are they all going to go?
It's wonderful that people do that, because it's really uplifting for you to sing, isn't it?
And the songs were beautiful.
Yes.
And the atmosphere was just
so
electric.
Do you have any leisure time? What did you do for leisure after looking after children and running businesses?
Well, we are going on a little holiday next week, and we're going to go and do Christmas markets around Northern Europe, because I love a Christmas market, obviously. And I love spending time with my family, going on walks when we get the opportunities. But we are going to take a bit of a break in December, once Christmas, between Christmas and New Year, recharge our batteries and then watch out, 2025, we're coming for you for some amazing events.
So what happens in January in the shop then? Do you have a sale or anything?
No, we tend to, because of the toys that we sell, they don't really go into the sale. However, we've got some new brands that are bringing out new products. January is always a quiet time for us, and we get to recharge, have a think about what we want to do, and then come Easter, the Easter market will be coming to Poundbury.
Oh wow, that's a new one, is it?
So we do an Easter egg hunt and Easter market on Easter Sunday, so we're very looking forward
to
that.
Can we come back for that one?
Oh, you can come to any of my events.
Charlotte, you're a star.
Thank you so much.
I wish you and your staff a bumper Christmas.
Thank you.
I should be silly do, because it's a wonderful shop. And just tell everybody where it is.
So we're in Crown Square, Poundbury, and we can't wait to welcome you. We're open Monday to Saturday. But listen, listeners, Keep 106, we need to treasure them, because they're an incredible local radio station and we need to look after them. So please do support them, and thank you for all of your support in 2024.
Charlotte, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Can I wish you a Merry Christmas?
And I would like to wish you a Merry Christmas too. Take care, my lovelies, and have a wonderful 2025.
Isn't she lovely? Charlotte Fancy, the owner of Boo's Toy Shop and the organiser of the Poundbury Christmas Fair. And Charlotte, and as I said on the recording there, Charlotte and everybody at Boo's Toy Shop, have a great Christmas.